Well, the vigilantes are at it again, those pesky little rifle-toting ruffians. They erected half a mile of border wall down there in New Mexico, funded by donations and helped by good old boy Stevie Bannon. No permits, no problem. Just waited till a long Memorial Day weekend and slapped it up. Some of the same folks who feel called upon to patrol the desert regions with rifles in their own posse. Let's call them patriots. Now, in full disclosure, I've been known to ignore building permits myself. In even fuller disclosure, mostly I try to ignore building permits and such like, not sure I have a real good reason other than plain orderliness. Probably not much of a justification, but there you are. Of course, I don't build on other folks' properties, and I don't take into my own hands to build walls where I'd like to see one, even if others don't. I mean, I could put a border crossing barrier at the bridge onto the island, maybe keep the traffic down a bit and slow the population boom. Make me happy, if not the realtors and the commuters trying to make it back home after work. Just saying. I lived a couple of years in northern Wisconsin with the Posse Comitatus as neighbors. Nice folks, the Posse. Gun-toting freedom lovers. They had some pretty hard notions what counted as patriotism, at least for white folks. And folks as religious as they claimed to be, which, between you and me, wasn't much. Sure, they wouldn't like Mexicans or Muslims. Probably wouldn't care to sit next to a Canadian either, but they might be fooled, thinking they were just ordinary folks, not snow-crazed liberals or wacky Francophiles. Truth is, they didn't like hardly anybody who wasn't them or close family. Some people just have poison running through their veins. I don't pretend to know why. These cowboys down in New Mexico, same breed. Full of piss and vinegar, full of themselves, full of anger, plenty of righteousness. Scary folks for sure, and nothing I'd care to tolerate. But if it's a wall they want, I say let's build one around the White House, hammer it up while Trump is watching Fox and Friends with the volume up loud, explain next morning we just wanted to keep his enemies out, not him in. I think that makes sense, and I'm sure he will too. You want to help? I'm taking donations. And thanks for that help.